Good afternoon. My name is Rick Herrick, and you're listening to 93.3 and 102.5 KBEAR. I have in the studio, as promised, our chief, our fire chief, Jeff Willis. And there are a bunch of different reasons why I'm having him in here. First of all, we want to talk about safety just a little bit, but also we want to talk about a town hall meeting, which is coming up, several town hall meetings. So welcome, Jeff.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, why have a town hall meeting? I'm going to ask you that question. What's it all about? And I want to talk about also just the fire service here in the Big Bear Valley, which has been in a transition for a number of years. Years ago, it seems like cabins burning down was the thing, right?
Yes,
and
it was.
And now there's a lot of calls, which are medical calls, which are constantly happening. And we really rely on our fire department here to be our paramedics, to be the first line of defense when it comes to medical safety and medical response in the Big Bear Valley. Number one, it has to be. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely correct. You're a firefighter. If I just went back, you know, 10 years in time, the structural firefighting, wildland firefighting, we certainly had a lot more of that. But, you know, different codes, different rules, defensible space, better building techniques, and just generally as a, as an industry, we're getting better. So what we're seeing is we're seeing less and less structural fires. But what we are seeing is a dramatic increase in our emergency medical responses. And here's your firefighter today. Your firefighter paramedic today is, this is what they are. They are licensed healthcare practitioners practicing medicine in the state of California. They're the entry point into the healthcare system in so many different regards. And so we are definitely seeing a dramatic spike in our emergency medical call volume that we provide. I guess we'd say we go back 100 years, we're probably in-home healthcare, at least initially.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely, you know, very interesting. Yeah, because doctors used to go out to your homes, and now it's our paramedics out to your homes, the first line of defense. Also, you know, you've got accidents, you've got to where you're responding there, and just about anything, flooding. I mean, it's pretty incredible the level of responsibility that's put on the firefighter's shoulders. And how do we change firefighter is interesting, and that's the right description, I know. But there's got to be an overall better description, which will probably come out of this whole process at some point. You know, what would that be?
Well, you know, the fire service since inception, going back more than 100 years ago, it was true firefighting. That's what the industry evolved on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at today, we do, I already mentioned medical aid. We do hazardous materials. We do fire prevention, all kinds of code work. Fire rescue, cut and rescue TCs, traffic collisions. So here's an interesting note for, you know, as industries evolve, if I went back 15, 20 years, you could just simply take a cutter tool to any vehicle and you could cut a victim or a patient out of the car. Today, the way the cars are manufactured with airbags and electronics and batteries,
You
literally have to be an auto technician to where you know the type of vehicle, the make, the model, where you could cut, when you could cut, what you need to de-energize before you, just so you don't hurt the patient or the firefighter. So,
yeah, I'm sorry, with the electric cars, too. I'm just thinking about that. The amount of voltage and amps that are going through those cars has to be incredible.
You need to have a process to go through to de-energize before you just start cutting wherever you want.
So, yeah, yeah.
So as a whole, you know, the fire service today is really, truly all risk. It's an all risk department,
mm-hmm.
everything that we do. And I think it just naturally landed on the fire service with a can-do attitude, if you will, and no one else is going to do it, so it has to be us. And we've evolved to where we're at today in 2018, and Big Bear is no different than, you know, any other firehouse in USA, if you will.
Yeah, evolution. And not to mention, we have another added layer of things we have to think about. We're in the middle of the forest, and we have had, obviously, major forest fires here in California, specifically Southern California, specifically here in our own neighborhood, one in the valley itself. So you add that on top of everything else, and always on edge with these big fires that we have to think about. And you guys have a lot to think about.
We have an awful lot of responsibility, but so does the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talk about defensible space, steps you could take before an event. I think you hit it right on the head. Living in a national forest, although with all its beauty and all the recreational opportunities that come with, there's a certain amount of risk that comes with it. You just mentioned wildfire. In the winter, the things that people don't think about, you know, significant winter weather could really hamper emergency services for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
We like to be ahead of the game. We pre-position apparatus in certain areas of our community so we could get around. We have a snowcat and snowmobiles, and you know, our service keeps rolling 24/7. We always get there.
Right, right. And the fire engines are not your typical fire engines. You have to have all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, heavy-duty equipment ready to roll. And we've had a couple of really big storms where the cat was used. Snowmobiles, I think, as well, to get into certain areas because they couldn't plow them fast enough. So, yeah, you guys are on edge.
Correct.
Busy.
Well, and what's new to us, the governing board supported us so well a few years back. We now have an all-terrain vehicle, you know, with the popularity of mountain biking and mountain recreation and hiking. We have a certain amount of rescues that we're responsible for the off-road community. And
gotcha.
We got a couple successes to our credit with that. And then most recently, a year ago, I'm very proud to talk about our helicopter program, you know, the first public-private partnership in the state, and there's a number of lives saved just due to that. So Big Bear's got an awful lot going for it. I'm grateful for the community support, which is tremendous. I'm grateful for the governing board support, and I'm very proud of the members that work for Big Bear Fire Department that are always willing to go that extra, take those extra steps to really be true public servants.
So with all that in mind, all those responsibilities, all those things that we have to think about, you have to think about, it gets to a breaking point every once in a while. What happens when that happens? And I've actually heard a presentation before, it's been terrific, regarding you get to that point where everything's out. I'll say all the equipment is rolling one direction or the other, and then another call comes in. What happens?
Yeah, so what you're referring to is what we categorize as level zero drawdown. And, you know, a typical scenario for us today is we're experiencing, I would take it back to the emergency medical calls, your licensed healthcare practitioners practicing medicine in the state of California. We're taking more and more emergency medical calls. And what that does is it displaces your fire apparatus and ambulances to different areas in the community. When I look back at the time when I started really getting concerned about this, and it's not really a phenomenon, but it's just we're just taking more calls. We're busier than ever. In 2014, we ran about 4,000 calls. In 2015, we were about 4,700. You know, we're about ready to tap over the you know, the 5,000 mark now. So it's just more call volumes and pretty much the medical aid type. So what's happening to us is let me shut off my phone. I don't know if you can.
You're a busy guy.
Can hear that in the background.
You are one busy guy.
But we don't need to. Whew, sorry about that.
Not an emergency, I hope.
Not an emergency. No, it was okay. The office, though, so
okay,
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's keep going
yeah.
here.
So the level zero drawdown is when all of your firefighting apparatus and ambulances are assigned to other calls. It may be a significant call, maybe not. But the fact of the matter is there's but we only have so much.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I looked at the data for this year, and that was like mid-August, we were at 72 occasions where if another 911 call came in of any type, we didn't have any apparatus to send, period, until the crews that were on other calls were able to clear that call and then take the next one. And I think that's probably the most powerful message and should be some form of concern to the community. And really, there's only one way to solve that, and that's more people and more apparatus.
Gotcha.
And we refer to that as a community standard to cover. It is a it's a community choice, if you will. There's no rules, no regulations anywhere in the United States that says a community has to have a fire service of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a false sense of security. I think everybody believes right now today when you pick up 911 and you dial 911, you're going to get service in 3 minutes. And I could assure you that is not the case that we have right now. We're struggling to keep up with our call volume. And I plan to start talking about that in the community. I mean, we could do a 3-minute standard. We could do a 5-minute standard. We could do a 7-minute standard. There's a whole bunch of things we need to do. And really, I need to know from the community what their desires are of us.
And that's the town hall meeting coming up. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I have in the studio with me Chief Jeff Willis, and we're talking about really the fire service, medical aid, and the service level here in the Big Bear Valley, and coming town hall meeting, which there should be several of them. We have one coming right up. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.